We're from Boston. The bar's closed at 12. We have a drink.
It's a baby fucking wheel, man!
We blew it! We sucked up! Big dude, we blew it!
Fuck you, Thunder! You can suck my dick!
What the fuck is that, kid?
The Celtics are worse than any girl on the planet, because they will break your heart every year!
This is our fucking city.
Ma, come outside! There's a fucking moose! Or a buffalo or some shit!
From Boston.
Hey, is this fucking thing on?
Yeah.
You sure? I don't know. All right, ladies and gentlemen, all Massachusettsites of all ages, welcome to the Massachusetts at the Guinness Guide panel. Please give a warm welcome to our... Wait. What the fuck was it?
It's Sydney.
Shiesty?
Sydney.
Oh, this motherfucker. Give it up for our friend fucking Sydney. Woo! Yeah.
I expect a few more clothes, but whatever.
Okay, we got, hold on.
I think there's 11 people here, but
okay. Oh, we got people walking in, damn. Okay, I just realized I'm not going to be able to do this with claws.
Break the magic, motherfucker.
And fuck you and your magic, all right, bud? All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Massachusetts.
My
name is Sydney. Thank you all for coming out. Really quickly, before we begin, just to kind of get an idea of my audience here, how many folks here actually are from Massachusetts? Okay, why are you here? You know this. Like, why are you here? Seriously.
I like to push Massachusetts on people.
Okay, how many people here are from New England proper? Okay, the one. Okay, and you. Okay, how many folks here are from New York? Nobody? Good. Fucking hell. Okay, and anybody here outside of the New England area that happens to be here? A couple of you folks. Okay, where from?
The worst part.
Texas?
Yeah.
I mean, not much better, but okay.
You think that's bad? Try New Jersey.
Okay. I love The Sopranos. I love The Sopranos.
I feel your pain.
I'm just a puppy.
All right, the head's not going to work either. I'm sorry, I'm just dying.
I feel your pain, Jersey. I'm a transplant, too.
Okay, so today on this panel, I'm just going to give you a little bit of a rundown, talk to you about Massachusetts, tell you a little bit about, like, our culture, what kind of people we are, and, you know, help you learn a thing, too. It should be pretty fun. All right. So, to give you a little bit of background about myself, my name is Sydney. I am at SydneyBOS on Telegram, if you want to come look me up. My qualifications for running this thing, I was born here. Like, I should know shit, probably. I have lived here for all 35 years of my life. I have 35,000 Papagino's rewards points. And one time when I was 9, I actually jumped the fence at a Patriots training camp, and Drew Bledsoe signed my hat before security could get to me. That's a true fucking story. I swear, I jumped the fence, and my mom was like, Chris! And Drew Bledsoe just turns around like, oh, hey, what's up, guy?
Oh, my God.
Drew Bledsoe tagged me on the head. How many of you could say that?
That way you got the bald spot.
I'll come over there. Okay, so first things first, ladies and gentlemen. What is Massachusetts? I'll give you a hint. You're inside it. You best start believing in Massachusetts. You're in one. Is this good, by the way? Is this too close, or is this doing anything for you? Welcome to my Massachusetts ASMR. Thank you for choosing Duncan. What can I get for you? Yeah, I'll take a large hot with extra cream.
Nightmarket's downstairs.
All right, so let me ask you all a question. Is Massachusetts a state?
Commonwealth.
No,
my license says Commonwealth. We're one of six Commonwealths. Commonwealth of Virginia, Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Does Puerto Rico count? I mean, you're not even a state.
Yeah.
Fancy asses. No, Massachusetts is what it's called, a Commonwealth. They are the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. It is a term that was used back in the 1620s to sort of distinguish ourselves from the crown, from the monarchy back in Britain, to make it seem like, hey, listen, we're our own thing. It doesn't mean shit now. We're basically just a state. But it still says it on our constitution. So they're like, okay, yeah, let Massachusetts have its thing. Right here is the actual seal of the state of Massachusetts. The reason I love it is because of this gentleman right here in the center. It's because, look at that face. That is the face of a man who's been shoveling snow out of his driveway for 3 hours. And then the minute he's done, here comes the fucking plow. And it just completely covers the front of the drive. So this is at the state of Massachusetts. These are its actual borders when it comes to sea and land and everything like that. This is what Massachusetts looks like to people who don't know anything about Massachusetts. And this is what Massachusetts looks like if you're a Jets fan. Massachusetts, of course, is part of the larger region that is New England. I mean, it's Anthem, New England. I would hope you know that. Of course, Massachusetts is right in the center. It is the most populous of the states. But we also have Big Massachusetts. We have Massachusetts with cheap liquor. Massachusetts for cows.
Ben and Jerry's.
Tiny Massachusetts. I have some family down there. And, of course, who could forget East New York?
Yep.
So, now, obviously, there are some very notable people that have come from Massachusetts who have contributed greatly on the world stage. Actually, this was the birthplace of Benjamin Franklin. Philadelphia tries to claim him. Screw you, we had him first. Benjamin Franklin, of course, invented electricity and big dick energy. There was Sam Adams, who invented... Oh, sorry, not Sam Adams. Paul Revere, who invented silver and snitching. who else we have? Oh, yeah. Next up, we had Sam Adams, who invented beer.
Beer, yeah.
John Hancock, who invented the audacity. And then, of course, we had some more modern celebrities in there as well. We had Mark Wahlberg, Ben Affleck, Steven Tyler from Steven. I keep wanting to say Steven Perry. That is not the same. Steven Tyler from Aerosmith and Rob Frickin' Zombie.
Yeah. April.
Yeah. What about John Adams?
Yeah, what about fucking John Adams? Okay.
I was president. But
so were like 30 other dudes.
Damn.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I didn't mention your favorite white guy.
It was in the city who gave you Dunkin' Donuts, asshole.
Yeah,
and now we have it everywhere, jerk. We never asked for it. Oh my God. He's from fucking Quincy. Just ignore him.
Oh my God.
So obviously, all these people were from Massachusetts, but they weren't necessarily from Boston. And yeah, there's, if you go west, like, you'll find that there's more of the state than just the city of Boston. So we're going to talk about all of Massachusetts, starting with the city of Boston.
Oh my God.
So, of course, Metro Boston includes the city of Boston itself. If you don't know what Boston is, I really don't know how to help you at this point. Like,
oh my God.
Again, you're in it.
It's more than a feeling. When I hear that old song they used to play, I begin dreaming.
I'm familiar with that song.
How dare you quote Boston in my Massachusetts band?
Oh!
Smoking. I hear my patients walking away. Okay. So Boston is a city of about 7 million residents. It is the birthplace of the American Revolution. And it's well known. Oh God, what is he doing there? Next up is the North Shore.
Yay, Essex County, that's me.
Yay.
Beverly.
The North Shore, named for being the shore to the north.
Yep.
Wow.
Real clever. The North
Fried
Shore
clams.
Is actually known for Revere Beach, which is actually the first public beach in all of North America, or in America in general? I forget.
I believe it's North America.
And yeah, first public beach in all of North America. It's also the home of the capitalist hellscape that is Route 1 in Saugus. Seriously, show this to like a
child. Bud Rutgers just closed down, by the way.
They did? Good.
They,
now,
they just
next,
did.
Everything else.
Yeah. Hilltop's gone.
Just
to
let, like, show this to like a transit YouTuber and they'll have a stroke. And then when they wake up, just be like, hey, don't worry, man, you still get to see the giant orange dinosaur.
Oh my God.
Now get up, stupid, we're going to the Kowloon.
Yeah!
Oh my God.
Next up is the South Shore.
Woo!
I'll let you guess how that's named.
Yeah, go for South Shore.
The South Shore is also known as the Irish Riviera. It is also where Plymouth, Massachusetts is located, but it's also the place where we got Mary Lou's Coffee.
Mary Lou?
What is Mary Lou's Coffee, you might ask? Well, okay, I'll give you a little hint. So let's say you just broke up with Duncan because he keeps getting into fights at the bath, but you really don't want to go back to your ex because he just constantly negs you. He's the worst. Mary Lou's is the butch lesbian that comes in and just changes her life. And of course, the South Shore is also where Plymouth, Massachusetts is. Plymouth being the place where the Puritans actually landed and founded the Massachusetts Bay Colony. It's where you can find Plymouth Rock. You want to see Plymouth Rock? There, you fucking see Plymouth Rock. I have just saved you an hour of driving and the most disappointment in the world.
Plymouth Pebble.
Freaking rock. This stupid ass.
The Pebble.
This stupid piece of crap has been disappointing school children on field trips for decades. Look at this stupid. It's just a freaking. Look at it. It's a rock. What the fuck more do you want? You could fall head first off that stupid thing and be fine. It doesn't matter. It is such a disappointment. You don't believe me? Ask these two women if they're happy.
Oh! Nice Karens.
Look, this one looks like fucking Chris Fleming. What is he doing here? Next up is the South Coast, where I am from. The South Coast, also known as Little Portugal.
Yep.
The South Coast actually the South Coast does actually have the highest Portuguese population in the entirety of the United States. I think it's like Cambridge only comes second. Down in my hometown of Fall River, you can visit the battleship Massachusetts. It's actually probably one of the best museums in the country, because you can basically walk around like 95% of that thing. It's insane. The other thing about Fall River is the nexus of that Portuguese population. Go to a room full of Portuguese men in Fall River and just say, "Hey, Manny!" and just watch them all turn around. Okay! next up is Cape Cod and the Islands. If I had to describe Cape Cod in one word, it would be white. White with a capital W. If the entirety of Massachusetts was a potato salad, this would be the raisins. pictured here is the smallest house on Cape Cod. It is an extremely affluent part of the state. But what's funny to me is that Cape Cod actually does have a weird thing to it. There's this town over here at the end of the Cape called Provincetown. Can anybody tell me what's special about Provincetown?
Gay.
It's the gay capital. It's gay mecca.
John Waters.
Yeah, and I always found that to be, you know, pretty interesting. Because you look at the Cape and it's like, white people, white people, white people, the Kennedys, white people, white people. Hey!
Massachusetts, with vim and vigor.
With vim and vigor. And then, of course, we have the islands as well. The islands of Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket. All you need to know about Nantucket, there was a guy from there. Something about a bucket. I don't fucking know. But if you want to know about Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket, like, it's basically just the show Bridgerton. Like, it's, I don't really have to explain it any better than that. Next up, Central Mass. It's the North Shore, but worse. Moving on. Next up, we're up to Western Mass and the Berkshires. There's nobody out here. It is the least populous section of Massachusetts. But it does also happen to be one of the most beautiful sections. It's way out there in the mountains. You get these lovely small towns. It's a little too close to the evil empire for my liking, but we can move on from that.
Hey, wait a minute. One of those guys is actually playing.
Hey,
and the Bills actually play in New York. Unlike the Jets and the Giants.
You have 20 seconds to run.
His head has teeth. And of course, Western Mass is actually where basketball was invented. It was invented in Springfield, Massachusetts in 1891 by James Naismith. You can actually visit the Basketball Hall of Fame. Now, when I was doing research for this, I kind of found one photo that I thought was kind of weird. When you get into the Basketball Hall of Fame, they make you wear this jacket, and I'm like, I would just be like, look, I would appreciate being in the Hall of Fame, but do I have to dress like Frank Valli in the Four Seasons? Now that we've gone over the different areas of Massachusetts, it's time to talk about some notable towns in Massachusetts. Yeah, there's more than just Boston, believe it or not. We're going to start off with the fucking boroughs. Apologies to Beaky, who is like the social lead for A&E. I'm literally ripping off one of her TikToks.
Is Beaky here?
I don't think so.
Do you think
they're here? Look around.
How was I supposed to know that?
Just shut up. Okay, so first of all, there's a town called Northborough. It's a little ways outside of Boston, but it's called Northborough. Now, there's another town nearby named Westborough. Does anybody want to guess where that is?
West.
Yes, you know what? You're right. It's directly to the south of Northborough. And you know, there actually happens to be a town called Southborough. Does anybody want to guess where that is?
East.
You're right. Actually, you're dead on. It's directly to the east of Northborough and Westboro. Now there's also a town called Middleborough. Anybody want to guess where that is? Did you guess it's a fucking hour drive away?
I knew it was on one of the commuter rail lines.
Yeah, it's at the end of the fucking line. There's nothing down there you want to see.
That's a
lot. It's Middleborough. It might as well just be like fucking mayo sandwich. It's that bland.
And it doesn't even have that for long. They're trying to extend the commuter rail out of there. No one wants to stop in Middleborough.
Exactly. Okay, next up is the Massachusetts towns that sound like they would yell at Starbucks employees. First off, you have the town of Lynn. Lynn tells you she's vegan and nothing else.
Also, where marshmallow fluff was invented.
That's right.
Yeah, of course, something white and creamy to shut you up. Next, there's the town of Chelsea. Chelsea, if you look at her Starbucks cup, the sticker on it is about as long as a CVS receipt. Next up is Beverly.
Yeah, Beverly, me.
Yeah, Beverly's a little bit more benign, but she's that person who pays for a $4 coffee with a $50 bill.
Yeah.
Just that jerk. And then, of course, Sharon. Oh, God, Sharon. You know Sharon has thrown hands with a Starbucks employee. Like, she will throw things at Target managers. Like, she doesn't care.
Where's Sharon?
Oh, shit. Where's Sharon?
South of Boston somewhere.
Yeah, south of Boston.
Near Foxborough, I think.
Yeah. Just look for the woman going, I want you to manage it! You'll find it.
Another borough, by the way. Far away from all the other boroughs. Foxborough.
Foxborough. We're going to get to Foxborough, okay? That's the only good borough. All right, next up is Massachusetts towns that made this an after 8 p.m. panel.
Oh, no.
First off is the town of Athol. To be fair, Athol is really only offensive if you have a lisp. I'm from Athol.
Well, Peter Falk did a TV special there. Falk in Athol. WBCN used to joke about that. Falk in Athol.
I'm going to look that up now. Next up is the town of Cummington.
Oh. It exists.
Moving on?
No, not moving on.
Oh, I think I know what the next
Formerly the town of Nuttingham. You know where Cummington is, actually? It's out in the Berkshires. Yeah, of course, they put all the perverts in the mountains where nobody can see them. There's one dude back there looking at his phone. I swear he just opened Zillow and is like furiously searching. Next up is the town of Mansocket. Which, if you want to know what a Mansocket is, look upstairs. I'm sure you'll find one.
Downstairs.
Downstairs, upstairs, whatever suits you. And then finally, this one's actually a bit of a... this one's out of date. So in 1997, there was a town on Martha's Vineyard that changed its name officially to Aquinnah.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of us just... recall it being good old
Gayhead.
Now for the audience participation round, Massachusetts towns that are difficult to pronounce. I'm going to show you a town. You are going to tell me how to pronounce that name.
Peabody.
Peabody?
Peabody. They say Peabody down at the Peabody Hotel in Memphis. It's Peabody here. Peabody.
I'm going to ask the Massachusettsites to not suggest these odds.
Peabody and Sherman on
if you're from Massachusetts, let the outside people have fun.
Okay.
Come on. Peabody, okay, this is pronounced Peabody. Peabody. When you and your best friend go to the bathroom and you get the urinal right next to each other, who is he? Your Peabody. Next up.
Oh, yeah. I know this one. I won't say it.
Anybody want to take a crack?
Come on.
What? Worcester?
W-I-S-T-A.
Worcester.
Oh, with an H at the end. Worcester.
Did I just hear an X? Where are you? Sorry, can you read? That's an O and an R. That's a C right there. This is Worcester. Worcester. There's not Chester in there. It's not Worcester.
You're going to Worcester.
No, it's Worcester.
Worcester sauce.
Worcester. Think of a rooster. A rooster, right? You know, a male cock? Just a Worcester, but with a W. Worcester. Worcester. Okay. Next one.
Right. Unstable.
Dunstable.
Okay. This one is Unstable. I don't have any clue what it means.
I thought it was Dunstable with a Dunstable? D at the beginning.
I got Unstable.
It's Dunstable.
Dunstable? Yeah, well, I'm Dunstable with you. So. Next up, one of the more difficult ones.
Oh, yeah, I know this one. He's one of Rhode Island, too.
Let him try. Come on.
Go ahead, anyone?
Skidowit?
What?
Nah.
Skidowit? I'm sorry, what are you, the scat man? Skidibop-bop-beep-bop, Skidowit. This is known as Situate. I know.
I knew that one.
Yep,
Situate. It's like sit, like sigh, and then ch, and then so, Situate. Okay, this one's a bit of a softball.
Quincy or Quincy?
Quincy. It's not Quincy. If you say Quincy, you're going to get jumped at the South Shore Mall. Okay?
They will do that. They'll also throw you in Wollaston Beach. You don't want to swim there.
Nope.
All right. Okay, now I'm saving the best one for last. What show?
Oh, I know this one. I have this one memorized.
Anyway,
Char Gogagog, Man Child Gogagog, Char Boon Goongabog.
Okay, now do it in reverse. Show off.
That one I know that. They call it Lake Webster sometimes. It's a little easier to pronounce.
It's boring.
Char Gogagog, Man Child Gogagog, Char Boon Goongabog.
Lake Char Gogagog. Lake Char.
Char Gog.
Char Gog Gag Gog. Man
Chow Gog Gog Chow Buna Gung
Amog. Chow Buna Nagung Amog. What the fuck? Okay.
You know what it means, right?
Translated from the Algonquin.
I fish on my side, you fish on your side, nobody fishes in the middle.
Yeah, and there's nothing more Massachusetts than two guys
there
on the side of a lake yelling, stay on your fucking side, piece of shit. Next up, we're going to talk about how to do Massachusetts properly. If you're going to be here any length of time, you should probably learn some of the lingo, learn how we say things, learn about how we do things. Also, I spelled fucking Massachusetts wrong on this one.
Two T's. Two S's, two T's.
Now you can't do Massachusetts properly, Sydney.
Massachusetts. Now it's Massachusetts. All right, first things first. What is this man drinking out of?
Babla.
It's a babla. Somebody was going to say a fountain. It's not a fucking fountain. It's called a bubbler. A fountain is something that you walk into accidentally when you're drunk.
Oh, thank God the hotel doesn't have one of those, right?
Okay, can you... Oh, my God. I would not trust a single furry in Boston with a fountain. Christ. Okay, next up. What is this?
I know.
It's a what?
That's a circle.
It's the name of an organization, also.
It's okay. You're just gonna say, oh, well, it's a circle. Yeah, no shit, bud, but what kind?
Traffic circle?
Nope.
I thought he was from Jersey. What's going on here?
Rotary, like the Rotary Club.
It's a freaking Rotary.
Rotary.
Before anybody tries to argue with me on this one, it's not. It's actually
traffic
a
circle
roundabout.
Is New Hampshire.
It's a traffic circle.
That's New Hampshire.
It's a rotary, okay? It's a circle.
The Rotary Club.
They go around it. What is it when you go around?
Rotary?
Rotation. Rotary.
A rotary dial on an old phone.
Not to say that we do rotaries correctly here in Massachusetts. I mean, look at this fucking monstrosity. Find me the idiot back in 1952 who said, oh, I know how to improve this perfectly functional rotary. Why don't I just put a fucking 3-lane highway down the middle of it?
Oh my God.
I'm breaking the shtick for a moment. This is actually like really dangerous.
Oh my God.
Revere.
This is the most, I
that's
I
Revere.
I have driven
that's
a
Revere
in the city.
Revere
is
on the way, Route 1A, Route 60. That's Revere.
This is okay. So basically, to give you a basically, if you're coming up from this way,
railroad tracks,
1A right over here. You're coming up this way from the airport. This is 16. You're coming from this way, like Everett. This way takes you to Wonderland and Revere Beach. This way takes you up towards Lynn. And it's literally you are defeating the entire purpose of a freaking rotary by having this in the middle. It's the most. It's the one thing my dad and I can actually agree on is how bad that thing sucks.
I just had a stroke looking at that.
Okay, now let's do a little bit of role play here. So you're driving in the tunnel, and you get cut off in traffic by a Prius. What do you do? A, give him the finger. B, say, no, nice blinker, asshole. Or C, confirm he has out-of-state plates and go back to Hartford, dumbass.
All the above.
Correct, you're learning. Okay, next up. You decide that, it's about lunchtime, I should probably get something a little bit light. I think I'm going to go to Subway. Yes, sir. Correct? No, goddammit, you're going to D'Angelo. And what are you getting at D'Angelo?
Number nine. They okay. still have D'Angelo somewhere.
Snake bomb. Yeah, they're around here somewhere.
There's some around
snake
there.
Snake bomb. Exactly. No, get the number 9. Just get the number 9. Why do you need something fancy? Steak bomb.
It's the number 9. Don't call it steak
it's
bomb.
Don't get fancy up here, okay?
Number 9? Number
9? Okay,
nine.
Next up.
Number 9?
It's a bit late. You just got home from work. You're not really feeling like cooking. Oh, I know. I'll just order some Domino's, right? No, you're going to Papachino's!
Yep.
I know what you're thinking. Chris, Papachino's pizza is too thin. I want something a little... Look at it! Look at that. That is the most delicious sauce you will ever have in your life. I don't care if it's like wispier than my hairline. Seriously. All right, hold on, my hat. Because I just realized I haven't had a hat on this entire time, and I feel like exposed. Sorry? What? Oh, yeah. Okay, we're getting there. Relax. Oh, no. Okay, no, that's fine. Don't worry about it. Yeah, don't worry, we got a bit coming. Please hold. Oh, Jesus. Ow, it's wet. Okay,
it's... That's what I'm trying to get you
on. Okay. Okay, next up we're gonna do, oh yeah, so you have to do some shopping, you gotta get groceries. Well, I mean, unfortunately, the best option if you're looking for both, you know, convenience and affordability, unfortunately, you really do have to, psych, bitch, you're going to Market Basket!
Wait a minute, wait, Sydney, wait.
What?
Well, I'm from, you don't even have the fucking Market Basket, all we got is Shaw's and Star Market.
Stop and shop. Stop and shop.
You are the fuck. You are the Stop and Shop my ass.
No one goes to Stoppies. Come on.
Quincy is the redheaded stepchild of Boston suburbs. Everybody knows that. Okay. You get one fucking red line. You get a couple of red line stations, and you think, oh, I'm hoity toity. Shut up, bud.
We got the double fare forever.
You got the what?
The double fare.
The double fare. Oh god.
Why, take that
why do you look at that? Why do you look at that as like an achievement?
It's really I'm not. Telling you that to be pity on me.
Yeah, look elsewhere. So Market Basket's amazing because of the big, beautiful stores. You will never see a checkout this full in your entire life. Yet we don't tolerate fucking waiting for like someone else to come open up a drawer. It's available right then. Oh, by the way, you should actually read up on how Market Basket employees told corporate to fuck off in 2014. It's genuinely one of the most heartwarming stories you'll ever read. Okay, next up, we're going to do a bit of a lightning round. What is this?
Fribble.
It's a frap, goddammit. What
That's
is this?
A frap.
Packy. It's a fucking Packy. Packy. What is this?
Jimmy's.
It's a fucking Jimmy's. What is this?
Sub.
It's a grinder. Grinder. Said, I swear to Christ.
Grinder. Grinder is Western Mass. Western Mass right. Grinder.
Yeah. What are these?
Jets fans?
Dumbasses. That's what they are. Okay. You signed up his name. Okay. Now. I swear to God, none of you better get this one. Now, you're in Massachusetts and you think to yourself, I would like some coffee. You had better not get this wrong. I swear to God if you get this wrong. Now, you're in Massachusetts. You're getting coffee. Are you going to Starbucks?
Nope.
No! Where are you going?
Duncan.
Duncan. Oh, what happened?
I broke it. I actually just
So why is there a Starbucks in this hotel but there's no Dunkin'? There's one a few blocks away, but there should be a Dunkin' in
the
hotel.
They were bribed to, that's why.
I can't believe I just
there's
ran
a Starbucks, but there should be
bed.
A Dunkin'.
They were bribed.
By the way, for the out-of-town people, I really need to say something. I need to put this down here.
Time to make the donuts.
We are not as obsessed with Dunkin' as you think. Like, I've got a cup here, obviously. It's just, we like Dunkin' just as much as the next person. You know what I mean? We're not obsessed. I mean, everybody just kind of acts like with Dunkin' is, we're just obsessive. We have to have it all the freaking time or something like that. I mean, yeah, it just started in Quincy. It's a nice brand and all like that, but we don't thoroughly, have to have every single day to make ourselves happy. I mean, if you really think about it, just act like we're obsessed with Dunkin'. Nobody says that Seattle's completely obsessed with, Starbucks or whatever the hell. I think we just like Dunkin' because it happens to be our big local thing.
Oh. Anthony New England, sponsored by Dunkin'.
We're totally normal about it. We're just as normal as you are, but we're not living up it.
Not Chick-fil-A, what's the other one thing I have?
In a certain way, I mean, we just happen to like Dunkin' because it's our big local thing.
Krispy Kreme came up here and it flopped.
Oh yeah, so Tim Hortons came down here and flopped, that should tell you something.
Yeah.
We are both perfectly normal about it all. Oh yeah. Yeah, where the fuck did my guy go? Hey, Twinkle Toes, where the hell?
Oh, sorry, no, I was just getting some Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, yeah.
Don't mind me.
Well, that sandwich was cold. I'm glad we cleaned that up now, damn. Okay. Next up, we're going to be talking about some of the... Well, actually, so here's the fun thing. So, most people don't think about Massachusetts as being like a very religious kind of place or very spiritual. The fact of it is, we actually kind of are. We are a very devout state. We do have a lot of different faiths that we follow here. In fact, some of the major ones that we follow include the Bruins, Celtics, the Red Sox, and of course, the fucking Patriots.
Yeah. That's...
Now, if you'll just give me a second here, I gotta get my hoodie off.
Oh my god!
Sorry, man. So I'm going to tell you just a little bit about, you know, this particular religion and tell you a little story. One moment here. Where did I go? Oh, it's right here. Okay, folks. Actually, can you take the clicker? I can't even. A reading from the Book of Parcells. And so it was that that Michigan came to the New England Patriots and told them of the coming of their savior, the goat, the chosen. And so the Patriots went and told their husband, Bill Belichick, the goat was on his way. And Belichick, ever believing in the faith and saying that it is what it is, accepted this accepted this new child of the chosen in his heart. And it was in that time that the NFL decided that there would be a draft and that every player would go out into the world and find a team that was to choose them. Let's ignore for a fact that the draft was in New York that year and just kind of focus on Boston for right now. And of course, there were three wise men to meet this chosen one. Men of wisdom, all. There started off with Ted Williams, who gave him the ability to have incredible stats. There was the great Bobby Orr. If I give you the pinky, do the click thing.
What the fuck does I know the pinky mean?
Quincy. The great Bobby Orr, who gave him the ability to be clutch at critical moments. And the great Larry Bird, who brought him a large, hot regular. And these three wise men, long did they search for the new savior, following the light of a distant star. Actually, it was just the light at the top of the Prudential. And so it was that they all met in the manger with their new savior in tow. And this, friends, was the birth of the goat.
Yeah.
The chosen child. And lo, did the construction workers, keeping watch over their flocks of cars stuck in traffic on 495 because they shut down two lanes of traffic for some reason, that are just kind of standing there doing nothing. And lo, an angel named ESPN did in fact come to them and let them know, fear not, for I bring you tidings of great joy. For today is born, drafted in the city of Boston, the goat, who will lavish upon you many W's. And it was said that 3 days later, he would indeed rise again. Now, I don't really know kind of what happened to him afterwards. Yeah. The text here is a little bit ambiguous as to, you know, let's just move on. And then finally, I guess the question that I'm sure a lot of people are asking, why are you like this? Why is Massachusetts just so, like, why are we just, yeah, you fucking prick, you fit? Why are we like this? Why are we just so passive-aggressive and somehow also just outwardly aggressive at the exact same time? It feels like it's something that's just ingrained to us in birth. Like, we're just born with this need to be belligerent and angry and bitter. Well, I have a theory. And my theory is this. There is a mantra that everyone in Massachusetts, born here and moving here, ascribes to. Fuck that shit. When the Puritans back in the 1600s were being told by the Church of England that they could not worship in the way they wanted to and that they would be persecuted, did the Puritans just sit there and take it? No, the Puritans said, fuck that shit, we'll make our own freaking England. Only without the blackjack and hookers, because we're the Puritans.
And then John Wollaston
So we're going to have the blackjack and hook his back and made his own merrymount.
That's actually a true story. There was a dude who like left the Puritans and basically started like Las Vegas in Quincy. Just sodoming amongst, just the Puritans are over here like praying and everything, and then this dude's just getting blown like Tuesday, like on the other side of the bay. Years later, during the time of the American Revolution, when George III said,
"It would be lovely if you paid some taxes, please."
Fuck that shit. Fuck you and fuck your damn tea. Later, during the American Revolution, when Paul Revere found out that the British troops, the Redcoats, were going to be crossing the sea in order to take over the military stores in Lexington and Concord, he said, "Fuck that shit. I'm a snitch. Hey, yo, before the Redcoats come." In 1897, when you were stuck in traffic going, "Hey guys, sorry, everybody on the trolley, we're kind of stuck in traffic at the moment, there's just a lot of cars on the trolleys ahead, so it's probably going to be delayed about 20 minutes, and I think, fuck that shit, how about we just go under the fucking street?" And we invented built the very first subway network in all of North America.
And then abandoned half of it.
Yep.
Trains! E-line, A-line.
And then, later on in the 90s, "I'm Newt Gingrich, I'm a fucking toad. I look like if a tumor got a wish to become a real boy." I hate gay people, and I don't think gay people should have rights, and I think, shut the fuck up, Newt. 2003, Massachusetts becomes the first state to legalize gay marriage.
Yeah.
There's the applause I needed. Massachusetts, at its core, is a state that just refuses to take people's any kind of bullshit, wherever it comes from. Despite being very disparate people, we do have an incredible amount of diversity here. People of different religions, races, creeds. We come from all over the world, all over the country, to come here and build a sort of unity that I don't really see in any other places here. In Massachusetts, we just don't sit around and accept things the way that they are. We demand change. We force change to happen by whatever means necessary. We don't sit by and let shitty things happen to the people around us. And yeah, living where we are in the cold, in the wet, in the, you know, sometimes humid, yeah, it does make us a bit abrasive. It does make us a bit angry and bitter. But I think that also makes us resilient. I think that also makes us, like, very appreciative of the people that we have around us, the friends that we have, the relationships that we form when we all come together and work to make for a better world. I think that means something. I think Massachusetts is, at its core, really nice. Even if we're just complete assholes on the outside. Yep. So at the end of the day, when someone from Massachusetts comes up to you and says, "Hey, what's going on, you fucking piece of shit?" Know that he does it with love. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, that does bring me to the end of my panel.
Yeah.
I want to give a big thanks to Salem and the entirety of the AEPL staff. I want to thank the Western Boston Seaport for putting up with my bullshit, and hopefully that stain doesn't show up. I want to thank Beaky, since I totally ripped off one of their TikToks for that Burroughs bit. And I, of course, want to thank all of you for coming out. All
right.
So, if you'd like, for the out-of-town people, we have a little bit of time here.
You didn't even thank me for putting up with your bullshit?
Don't push it. If you want, I'd be happy to do a bit of a Q&A, or you guys are free to go. If you got questions, I'm happy to be the resident expert. Yes, sir?
What's your opinion on the tea in the commuter oil?
Oh. You got the wrong guy.
Sir, I did an entire panel on the history of the MBTA last year, and let me tell you, it was like pulling fucking teeth. Like, just trying to find nice things. The entirety of the latter half of the panel was basically me shitting on the system left and right. Like, having to constantly make jokes about how the orange line is on fire. I still wish I had that photo right now, just like somebody photoshopped like Spirit Halloween on the side of an orange line tree. Oh, I do like the tea. I do think it's important. I do think they need to expand it. Not that they're going to, because that would cost, you know, money. Yeah. Any other questions?
No, we got to shove all that money into the big dick. Don't worry. Totally worth it.
Big dick is done, you dunce. What are you?
They're still shoving money into it all the time.
Big dick too. Electric boogaloo. What are you fucking talking about?
When ceiling tiles drop off.
Oh, the ceiling tiles drop off, but like, I'd rather the ceiling drop off than it just full of water. Yeah, I'd rather have the ceiling fall on me than all of a sudden it's just, why the fuck is Ariel and fucking Sebastian walking down here?
Oh!
Any other questions? concerns, complaints.
By the way, that's Aquarium Station half the time.
Yeah.
Lord.
Yeah, no, I
do.
Oh my god.
Hey, I happen to have a very good...
Under the Ted. You're going to Logan. Now you're stuck here and you're probably dead. Question.
Slightly unrelated, but what's your thoughts on New Yorkers?
New Yorkers.
All my fucking thoughts on New Yorkers?
Yeah. I am from New York, so.
Oh. And you also got here late. Way to go, jackass.
I have better things to do.
Hey, Sid.
I have an ice coffee right here. I will.
No.
Sid, oh my god.
Yes.
Go back to that one slide for Jets fans.
Oh my god.
Where is it? Yeah, you missed it. Oh my god. Hold on, it's gonna take a freaking minute. Because this thing has 90 slides for some reason, because I can't do the animations and shit. The hardest part of this entire panel is doing that video at the beginning. Okay, yeah, ready? Hold on. From current slide. Yeah, there you are, bud. There you go. That's why I think of people. Yeah, these are dumbasses.
That's you.
That is you. You continue to support a team that has done nothing but lose since 1975. Hello, sir, yes.
Nothing.
You know what happened? Hey, buddy, you wanna know what happened? He went and won another Super Bowl and became the only quarterback to actually do it in two separate conferences, and he went on to hold a ton of records, and he also went on to have lucrative contracts and have a beautiful wife. What the heck did you do today? What are you doing after the cog? Are you going back to folding boxes at Amazon? Like, what are we talking here, chief? Right, any other questions, concerns, complaints? Yes, sir.
What do you think of Family Guy?
All right.
I can't go on. Good job. We're talking little mats with you.
Relevant to 80. Peter the horse.
We're off on the road to Rhode Island.
We're going to
stop to
where they... Why is the
airport
stopped? Because my dad worked on it.
What did you say?
My dad actually knows shit. Built a freaking airport. My dad helped build one of the runways there. My dad has been on jobs all around the city of Boston. My dad worked on the Big Dig. He worked on building a runway at Logan. He helped build the convention center next door in this hotel. My dad's been a part of some massive projects. So every time I get stuck in traffic on the tunnel, I just turn. One time we actually did get stuck in traffic in my car. We're just sitting there, and I just kind of turn to him and I go, "You know this is your fault, right?" Also, Logan Airport is crap because the stupid Silver Line over here, instead of actually just making it a third tunnel going there so we could have a train connection, they were like, "Nah, just build a fucking ramp. I don't want to fucking..."
We can't use it anymore.
What?
Somebody
can't
use
that fucking
ramp anymore.
You can't even use that. No fucking joke. We went to do a photo shoot yesterday. I was going to do a photo shoot at South Station and some of the Red Line stations. Apparently, a bus got stuck in the tunnel, and so they happened to divert buses. Right. So you had to get a replacement bus for the bus that was already there.
If you don't know, the Silver Line is literally a bus that's in a tunnel, underground.
You said bus,
a bus underground.
Yeah. I would know,
so a bus broke down in the tunnel, and these chumleys didn't think to just get a tow truck? Throw it in neutral, you moron. Throw it in neutral and open the door and just...
How about all the trucks that get stuck on Sturro Drive because it's 12 feet or something?
That's their own
Sturro way.
First of all, that's September 1st. That's
September 1st.
That's called Sturroing. It's the most wonderful thing on the fucking planet. Yeah. When college kids go to BU, are just like, "I'm going to take this 14-foot truck on this parkway. Boy, that bridge looks kind of like..."
We call September 1st National Sturro Day.
Yeah.
I used to work at a storage facility on Mass Ave. There was a U-Haul location directly across the street from us, and always that last week of August to that first week of September, they would always take all the trucks that had gotten mangled by people slamming into the bridge, and they would just kind of park them there on the side street. I saw a 26-foot truck that the top got peeled back like a fucking sardine can. Yeah, it was wonderful. I loved it. Any other questions, concerns? Sir, again.
What do you think of Cheers?
Cheers?
Cheers.
Cheers
was filmed before Alive.
Cheers is generally one of those underrated television shows. One of my favorite jokes I've ever heard was from Cheers, and And it's like Norm's walking into the bar, and they say to him, hey, Norm, how's life treating you? Like I'm sleeping with his wife. Like I'm sleeping with his wife, and he knows.
The final episode, they were all drinking all night, so they get to the Tonight Show, and they're like, yeah.
You can actually visit the bar that Cheers was based on.
Bowling Trench
Pub. It's actually on, what is that, Beacon?
Beacon Street. It was right across from the old hotel. It was across the common from the Park Plaza.
Well, it's actually been walking. No, it's across the public garden.
Across the public garden, or the common.
Plaza.
Side note, if you actually go there, expect really expensive beer, looks nothing like the show set.
Yep.
And
most likely we'll have you sit upstairs. It looks absolutely nothing like the show. It's just the name. It is the bar that Cheers was based on, but it looks nothing like it.
There was one that looked like the show set. It was in Faneuil Hall. It closed during the coronavirus pandemic, and Boston let out a big cheer.
Yeah.
What the?
Yeah. What, you think shit's sacred around here? There's like fucking condos going up next to Paul Revere's house. Like, we don't give a shit.
We actually were going to demo Paul Revere's house for condos.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Bro, go downtown. Go to State Street Station, which is where the Blue Line and the Orange Line intersect. Step outside, and you'll see the old State House in all its grandstandly condition, and then right next to it is, like, buildings 40 million feet high, and it's like, this looks weird.
Still, have some respect.
We're building a giant condo tower on the top of South Station.
Oh, God.
Nothing is sacred.
What?
Welcome to Massachusetts. No, nothing is sacred. This iced coffee is doing wonders for me right now. Welcome to the original.
At the South Station, you didn't get more.
Let's put it this way. If it's Boston, if you have anything that's not historically marked, condos.
I think you mean retail. Okay, is anybody else condos. Really annoyed? Is anybody else really annoyed by that escalator constantly just going?
Yeah.
I take it to thinking that there's just like a goose hiding in the lobby somewhere. That's like just every few minutes, it's just, where's the fucking goose again?
Untitled Goose Game A&E Edition.
Today I will go to a convention and cause problems on purpose. It's a wonderful day in Heather, New England, and you are a terrible goose. I love it.
To be fair, one of my friends actually said that another escalator on the other side of the con. Sounded like a goat was being tortured.
I also like to think it's just censoring someone swearing nearby.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just want to add that Boston has like the hardly of city hall.
Oh, the city hall, yeah.
No. Stop right now. Stop right now. I will literally go back to that slide. Hold on a minute.
It's horrid.
I will fight you on this. I will, honest to God, I will fight you on this.
You did this to yourself.
Okay. Okay, so for context, for you out of town folks, this building right here on the right is Boston Government Center. That's basically City Hall for the city of Boston. It was built around the 1960s. They basically tore down like an entire neighborhood to build it. And a lot of people say that that is one of the most ugly buildings in the entire state. I disagree. I'm literally gonna fucking sit down for this. Government Center was actually that's basically what's called Brutalist style architecture. Part of the reason I like Brutalist architecture is it's like you look at other buildings that are trying so hard to be ornate and beautiful and like, you know, shiny and shit. No, Brutalism doesn't need that. The beauty in Brutalism is just like acknowledging the form of things and the function of them and highlighting that and showing how it can be beautiful and powerful. There's really something beautiful. Like, take a look at the fact that basically this entire fucking building is basically held up by what essentially looks like fucking stilts. The fact that you have this gigantic building with so much poise and presence, and it's essentially held up by like that much. The kind of like engineering work that had to go into making something like that just overhangs and looks so massive and imposing, but yet almost seems like weightless and fucking effortless. You go inside of that building and it's fucking cavernous. It's gorgeous, the way the light plays off the walls and everything like that. Brutalism is not trying to be the most beautiful thing. It doesn't need to be. It's utilitarian. It's utilitarian. It's meant to last a long time. It's meant to build. It's meant to look strong. If you think Government Center looks fucking ugly, I dare you to go down to UMass Dartmouth and tell me that place looks ugly. Because it's the exact same building style, and it's fucking gorgeous.
So then I guess that Boston City Hall is the embodiment of Massachusetts.
It is. Fuck it, that thank shit. You. Thank you. Fuck that shit. That is resilient and beautiful. Thank you, man.
I appreciate that now.
Now, side note, this is the one time we demoed a bunch of condos to put something else up.
We literally tore down the entirety of, like, basically where those people are standing right now. If you played Fallout 4, that's basically Scully Square.
Yep.
That's yeah. Good neighbor. That, look at that. That's fucking good neighbor. That's Hancock right there. He's just kind of before everything happened. Look at his scowl. I'm so fucking angry. I didn't want to be here right now. What the fuck? Right, any other questions, concerns? No?
You.
Damn, we got a lot of questions and concerns. Yes, sir.
What do you think about New Jersey?
New Jersey? Look, man, you're New York with more beach. Like, you're that
woke up this morning, got myself done.
Woke up this morning.
Yeah, okay.
I love The Sopranos.
Yeah, James Gandolfini was a great actor, but unfortunately he gave way too many big fat guys like me too much confidence.
Yeah. End of story!
We all think we could put on a polo, just stand there, and just go like, yeah, yeah, is that what you think, bud? And then just act like that's cool. Any other questions, concerns? What time is it? Oh, it is like 10:30, 25 so we actually have like 5 minutes
left. I don't know if there's another panel, but yeah.
Barely been a panel at this point. At this point, it's just me bullshitting about stuff. I just did like an entire 3-minute rant on government censorship.
Right. Okay, I got one.
I have to clean all this too.
Hey, Sid. Yes. I got one for you.
What?
Why hasn't Charlie gotten that fucking nickel yet?
Oh my god. Do you all know the fucking song?
Oh my god. Oh god, yeah.
Charlie got stuck on the train because a big stupid dumbass and he didn't bring a fucking nickel. And so the whole stupid conceit of that dumb MBTA song is like, oh, Charlie's wife goes to Scully Square Station, and when the train passes, she throws him a sandwich. From the nickel, you fucking idiot!
Yeah.
Charlie's exactly where.
And that's where they end up the Charlie car.
No, yeah, exactly. Charlie's wife has like is like, she like throws him a sandwich. I'm getting a divorce. What? He's just already gone. Charlie's stuck in the fucking train. The next day, she just throws him divorce papers. Take this, you piece of shit. Haven't gotten off that fucking stupid ass train. Trying to feed 3 kids, screw you, you're done.
I love that the MBTA names the tickets and passes.
The Charlie ticket, yeah.
Charlie card. They named the Charlie card. I also love that like 6 months into the Charlie card existing, MIT fucking hacked it. They were riding around Boston for free.
Oh!
Sounds like MIT.
I just
thought
that was originally a political smear campaign and then they just adopted it like, yeah, like 100 years later.
It was voting for, who was it again?
Voting for George O'Ryan or George
Actually, I think the version George that most O'Brien? People hear, the version most people hear is actually they completely changed the name for like, I don't know, copyright purposes or something. I don't know.
Vote for George O'Brien or something.
Oh, you know what's actually the worst about that song? If you go look up, like, if you go look it up online, they have the most overdramatic intro you've ever heard in your life. It literally starts with, yeah, these are the times that tribe meant souls. Dude, you're doing a song about a subway. Relax.
Yeah.
This isn't the fucking trenches of Verdun, okay? It's a fucking nickel, relax.
Just pay a fucking nickel and get out of the fucking
nickel,
train.
You dumb shit. As I just casually finish eating my Dunkin'. What are you looking at?
I was looking at anything until you just looked at me. Hey!
Piece of shit. Quincy piece of crap.
Hey, fuck you, dude. We're going to take you Dunkin' Donuts.
I can't tell if this is the best or worst panel I've ever done.
Oh,
yes.
Ah, this is funny. You did a good job. Oh, I think it was funny.
Hands up.
Ah. Oh!
Food fight!
Oh, yeah.
Bruh!
Bruh!
You're lucky I caught you, boy.
Yeah, that was really dumb. Thank you all for coming out to... Thank you for coming out to mess. Oh, wait, one more. Oh, sorry, one more.
The
last Dunkin' in where?
They closed the Dunkin'?
They'll pop up, dude. Dunkins are like fucking white hairs. You pull one out and another 5 pop up. It's fine.
There's Dunkins across from other Dunkins, and there's Dunkins in gas stations. There's Dunkins in the subway stations. They're all over the place.
There's a Dunkins, and then there's like a
Dunkin'
Express.
Right, right across the street.
Dunkin' Donuts is like computer bugs. As soon as you squash one, 3 more appear.
Should I just play that one clip? The fake WBZ news
do
thing.
It. Yeah, whatever, if you got it.
In a town of Middle Burlington Haven.
Yeah.
AKA Mid Massachusetts. Let me see if I can find that. The town of Mid.
They're closing.
Oh, speaking as somebody from Quincy, they'll be back.
Yes. He actually is from Quincy. We passed by the original Dunkin' Donuts on the way here.
I can nerd out about Quincy, but this is Sydney's panel.
It started with confusion. Okay, damn it. How do I get it over the screen?
Okay, there you go. There you go. Scroll down.
You can't scroll down a little bit?
That works.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck's going on here? Yeah. On Monday, residents of Mid-Burlington Haven, or Mid-Massachusetts, were alarmed to discover one of their 27 Dunkin' Donut coffee shops was closed.
Yeah, I thought it was a dream, like that one where I kissed Randy Moss.
The emergency was first seen by Billy O'Hooley, a local roofer, bartender, and lobsterman.
So I was driving my car down Main, going to get a medium Dunkin' Ice Extra Extra, and I was counting the dunks along the way.
As is tradition.
Yeah, as is tradition. And I noticed that one was closed.
O'Hooley was alright. At the four-way intersection of Main and Elm Streets, there are usually five Dunkin' Donuts open at all times. One on each corner, and one directly in the middle of the road. Closed.
And then I was like, what the f*** do I do now?
Left without direction, O'Hooley contacted authorities.
Oh, I've never driven so fast to a crime scene.
Oh my God.
Probably shouldn't say that.
After 2 hours of investigation and 3 hours of talking Chief about Wiggum. The Pats game yesterday, the police soon realized the problem was the front door.
It was a push, not a pull.
The Pats were shocked.
Oh no, shit. Always been like that.
In response, Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker issued an installation of 18 more Dunkins across the Mid area. We also asked Celtics veteran Brian Scalabrine if he had any comment, to which he replied, no. For WBTV URNESN, I'm a reporter who was born here. For more on this, scream at your unplugged Alexa to turn on The Departed.
Okay, so I honestly think that's enough. Thank you all for coming out. Yeah. I probably actually have to start cleaning up this room before panel staff gets mad at me. Thank you all for coming out. Y'all have an amazing time.
Very good.
Thank you.
And remember, extra, extra.